This is Bird Note. I'm Ade Ben Salahuddin, and in June of 2022, I worked as a volunteer research assistant on a tiny island off the coast of Maine with the National Audubon Seabird Institute. This was during peak hatch, the busiest time of the year at these breeding colonies. Common terns are the predominant species here, and thousands of them were emerging from their eggs. It's a very noisy place. But every once in a while, particularly in the evenings, the chorus would suddenly go dead silent as every adult tern dove over the rocky cliffs, deserting their young. Then, rising on air currents, they'd return. This strange behavior is called dreading, and it's not clear why terns do it. At first, I thought it was a response to a predator, but often, there's no threat to be seen. Some researchers have suggested it's a form of social bonding for the flock, to help them coordinate flight patterns for long-distance migratory journeys. Or, maybe, it's just for fun. If that's the case, it must be pretty entertaining, because terns will stop whatever they're doing to join the dread, even if that means their hungry chicks will have to wait a few extra seconds for dinner time. Learn more about dreading at birdnote.org.
You can deny all the things I've seen, all the things I've discovered, but not for much longer. Because too many others know what's happening out there.
I want to believe.
Hi, this is David Duchovny, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby.
Live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds. It's time for more Suds.
Hello. Welcome, everyone, to another Suds segment where we won't drink just anything. Well, unless you dare us to drink anything. Yeah, go ahead. Dare us. We dare you.
Double dog.
Exactly.
Triple dog.
Oh, he brought in the triple dog.
Dare.
It's on now, guys. It's on.
There's no going back from that.
No, There is not. Well, I'm one of your hosts, Good Gal joining me. Good Gal Juliana joining me. I don't know what I'm saying.
Probably good. Probably good. We're having a dry January show.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man, you let the cat out of the bag. Well, joining me today at the table is good old boy Kendall.
It's always a pleasure to be here with y'all.
Yay. And nice sweatshirt, if I do say so myself.
Yeah, I know it's past Christmas, but I feel like it's still celebration season.
It is. There's still some in my fridge.
Oh, and yeah. I bought another six pack the other day.
And my Christmas was yesterday, so you're not far off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm one of those kids. Yeah, those little kids. Anyways, good old boy Sean, welcome back.
Happy New Beer.
Yes, happy new bear. And that's a fancy shirt you're sporting as well.
I decided to go black today. Omegon black.
Nice.
Once you go black, you can't go back.
Right. Good old boy Sparky. Hiya.
Hi, my religion is dry January, so that's what I'm celebrating.
Nice.
Yeah. London dry.
So no gin or
all gin?
All dry gin. Only dry gin.
Yes.
Nice. All the time.
Yeah, that's going to be tough, isn't it?
Beef eater.
Not really.
Good old boy Dave.
Hey, I'm here.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
I'm definitely here. Okay, yeah. This is not a recording of my voice. Well, actually, now it is, but
Science.
Wow.
We got a sharp one over here.
Yeah. He showed up for real.
Wow, for reals. Yes. Okay. Well, today's episode is a takeover, but it's also an experiment. In order to start the new year off right, well, in some theories, we're going to discuss dry January. And in order to make it a little more palatable, we're going to try several non-alcoholic brews from Athletic Brewing Company in Stratford, Connecticut. Good old boy Dave, why don't you give us some info on Dry January and Athletic Brewing Company?
All right. According to a November 29, 2022 article by Alicia Gilbert on the website Sober-ish, that's how I usually live my life, Dry January is a concept that's been tried at various times, most notably in Finland in 1942. The government started an initiative called Sober January, probably sounds cooler in Finnish, to aid in war efforts, but it wasn't until 2014 when a group called Alcohol Change UK actually coined the phrase Dry January. Benefits of taking some time away from booze include improved digestion, better quality sleep, weight loss, saving money, improved focus and mental clarity, healthier glowing skin, and a stronger immune system.
So is dry January followed by moist February?
Oh, that's filthy.
I think so. Moist.
Moist. Yes.
Also, I'd just like to point out this was started by a government conspiracy by the Finns. Yeah. I mean, that's really...
Talk about some socialism.
Yeah, that's where this all comes back to.
They were tired of people drinking all that German beer, so they wanted to crush the Germans.
Also, it's World War II. Wouldn't you want to get it hammered like as much as possible, right? Or
getting hammered by that Blitzkrieg. Hey!
Oh!
Too soon?
Too soon.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on. From their website, Athletic Brewing Company is a non-alcoholic beer company, sounds weird to me, dedicated to making great-tasting craft brews without compromise, except for the lack of alcohol. Our lineup of styles lets you enjoy the taste and experience of refreshing craft beer without sacrificing your performance, passion, health, or good taste. They're fit for all times, made for all palates, and enjoyed by anyone who loves a great beer. Like most good stories, ours started with a beer, a flavorless, watery, metallic, non-alcoholic beer that our co-founder Bill Schuffet ordered one night. He was working in finance, about to get married, getting serious about fitness, and was searching for non-alcoholic options that could satisfy his taste without compromising his lifestyle. If it wasn't for that fateful beer, we might not be here today. Thankfully, it sent Bill on a mission to create a whole platform of delicious craft NA beers that even the biggest beer lovers would enjoy anytime, anywhere. He teamed up with our head brewer, John Walker, and the rest is a blank. Probably history, but I didn't copy and paste that far into it.
Are we looking at a copy paste error here?
Maybe.
Okay.
You know what?
Or maybe they left the story open because they're still writing it.
I was drinking gin while I was doing this, so perhaps.
I would like to take issue because it says the experience of refreshing craft beer without sacrificing your performance. Quite frankly, my performance increases with craft beer. So I think this guy just needs to try harder. This seems like a skills issue,
along
as my
with
kids
his,
would say.
His performance and his attractiveness all go way up.
It's never hurt me.
Well, so for me, it was always that first beer or two after working out. That's one of the best buzzes you'll ever have.
Yeah, sure.
It is.
Well earned.
That's putting some nutrients back in you.
Right, And some liquid courage to...
That's right.
Yeah. To actually think of doing this again.
Yeah.
Fair.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. I'm not sure Bill... had it right, but... We're going to find out.
We're about to go down his rabbit hole.
He's trying.
Oh, that didn't sound good.
Whoa. You're taking that trip alone, buddy.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Good old boy Sparky, why don't you give us today's lineup?
All right. So our lineup for today, we have some... is that the sound of our lineup
That's the sound of the lineup.
All right. So the Athletic Brewing Company beers we'll be discussing today are Athletic Light, because sometimes you have to go even lighter than non-alcoholic. It's a light brew. Upside down. Golden style ale. Run wild.
It's upside down.
Upside
that's
down.
That's not a typo.
No, that isn't. It's true.
It's upside down.
Run wild, which is a session IPA. Round of cheers. Brewed IPA. Oh, that sounds like a novel beer style.
It does.
Maybe it'll stick.
I wonder what the calories will be.
I don't know. Let's find out. Cerveza Athletica, a Mexican-inspired light copper. Copper? Copper.
Yeah, that's what it says.
And then last but not least, All Out, a stout-inspired brew.
The excitement around the table is palatable.
It is so palpable.
I can feel the energy. Wait.
I can feel my beer gut slowly retracting because of all the healthy beers we're about to consume.
Right. Okay.
This is a good working out right here.
Yeah. Somebody needs to do a thing over there.
Like, oh, sorry.
Yeah, the things. Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, thanks, Sparky.
That was
great as always. All right, good old boy Sean, why don't you give us the Suds ratings for today?
All right. We'll be discussing and rating these beers with these Suds ratings plus our signature belching sounds. Do we actually change up the belching sounds for this, or are we just going with the same
ones? We're going with these, but imagine all of these belches are from something without alcohol.
Yeah. All right. With that frame of mind, here's number one. That sucks. Give me anything but a fatty liver. Suds rating of two. Was that a non-alcoholic belch?
I think so.
Rating of three. Ah, what a relief. I can stop wearing my stretchy pants.
Wow.
Suds rating of four. Hey, a body really should make that sound. And the pinnacle of Suds ratings, Suds five. Listen to that hang time. Give me another non-alcoholic beer.
Will we be saying that during this show?
I'm curious.
Stay tuned. Only time will tell.
Yeah. Stick around for the 10 o'clock show, folks.
Okay, so
it gets a little blue.
You know, because all that non-alcoholic beer just coursing through the veins.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
That's when things get wild.
So wild.
Your true self comes out.
Okay, well, yeah, that's going to do it. No, I'm just kidding.
That's it for this episode.
Let's get into it. So the first one that we are going to talk about is Athletic Light. It is a light brew.
You are the perfect host. He is delightful.
Delightful, yes.
I got you, fam.
Okay, light brew completely reimagined. It's classically simple, but expertly crafted with 25 calories, 5 carbs, and organic grains. They brewed it specifically for the sport of life and all the good times that come with it.
Are you guys getting anything on the nose here?
Absolutely nothing.
Okay, no. Isn't that amazing?
That is wild.
I can smell the...
I was expecting the light beer nose, which is atrocious.
Right, classic.
You know what I can smell? I can still smell
sure
the...
What are you getting, Kendall?
What are you getting?
I'm getting a little hops, but for me, and Sean might experience this, you know when you open a bag of hops and you get that first whiff of hop aroma?
That's what I smell. Yeah,
that's what I get, and I get that on a lot of athletic beers.
I think I still smell the Sharpie where it wrote on the cup.
Of course, you would know that smell quite well, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I sniff some markers.
Hey, he's got to get it somewhere.
That's why I had to grow this mustache.
I'm definitely getting a little bit of like piney hop aroma.
Yeah, I am too.
There's definitely something there, but it is not the light beer smell you would expect.
No.
You know, I wonder if that's the alcohol that kind of carries the aroma as you're...
See, I've often wondered about that. I think we know. I've got a theory that I could expound upon, but there's something weird I get when the hop aroma.
Definitely get it on the palate. I mean, it kind of reminds me of
that hop water that we did.
It does.
Oh, yeah. Man, I miss that stuff.
There's a little malt flavor there.
Okay, we'll be back to discuss more in just a minute.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the line of a rising, glowing advertising we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
I wonder what happens when this gets warm.
You know,
welcome back,
good.
Everyone. Let's shudder to think that thought. Sorry. For those of you just tuning in, we are in dry January and we're doing an experiment of non-alcoholic beers. What we've done is take Athletic Brewing Company and got a few non-alcoholic beers from them. And we are starting off with the Athletic Light. Okay, so safe to say it is a light colored looking beer, and it does look like a light beer. Aroma has got that hoppy,
a little bit of hops.
Yeah, a little bit of hops. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely there's like a malt smell.
I think I said after we went to break, somebody soaked some crackers in some water.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like the memory of a dream that you woke up from a day ago that there was some malt in there.
Yeah.
Although I gotta say, I'm kind of digging it.
Are you?
I don't dislike it, but I mean, my thing is, if I was gonna do this, would I use this or would I just get some of that Lagunitas hop water?
See, I drink a lot of Sierra Hop Splash.
Yeah.
I actually have a subscription. And like, just bring it to my house.
I think that is better than this. Yeah. And I don't know, man. I mean, like, if you like hops, and
I would say I like this a little more than hop waters because it does have a light beer flavor.
Very light backbone of the memory of a memory of some malt.
And I guess if you're into light beers,
mm-hmm.
then this is as good as pretty much any light beer
other than
Lighthearted.
It definitely has more of like a hop profile than your standard light beer, for sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's like, without that, I don't know what this would
I mean,
be.
It's no right. Bud Light, but I mean...
It's very water forward, for sure.
I like that. It's very water forward.
Yeah. It's making me like think, okay, why would I be drinking something like this? And I'm like... You know, I'm not a dry January person. I'm not a dry anything person from the looks of me. And I'm just like, if I am going with that in that vein, do I just, if I'm around somebody that doesn't drink alcohol, do I go for a hop splash or a hop water, or do I go in this direction? Yeah.
I've never bought this one, but now that I've tasted it, I probably will, because I generally have bought most of the Athletic flavors just to try them out.
Sure, yeah.
And I enjoy them. You know, I don't want to drink two or three beers every night, or I shouldn't drink two or three beers every night.
So
I'll often switch off to a non-alcoholic.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, that's fair. So we're going to rate the Athletic Light a 3.
That's a good start.
Yeah. I liked it.
I'll tell you though, I just had this Ritz cracker after that, and that is like worth 5 million greeniness.
Yeah. Okay. Moving on, let's go to number 2. And number 2 is the Upside Dawn. Classic craft, golden ale style. Refreshing, clean, balanced, light bodied. Aromas subtle with floral and earthy notes. Brewed with Vienna malt, along with a combo of English and traditional hops. And it's crafted to remove gluten.
But they can't guarantee that there's no gluten. So there may be gluten. Legally.
Gluten reduced.
But yes. Gluten reduced. Ooh, that's a phrase.
So the first thing I get from this is when I pull samples early in a fermentation, it just smells like unfermented beer.
Yeah. It kind of is, isn't it?
I like this. I get some floral. I definitely get the floral hop notes.
For sure.
It's like night and day between this and the last one.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. No question.
A lot more body. But I still get a very similar hop sensation even off of this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like, have you ever made a hop tea? mm-hmm. like you know, to dry hop or do something with, like,
this is that. That
yeah. This is that to me.
Yeah, this definitely this smells like a
Julie's loving it.
Holy mother.
Yeah,
impressive.
I mean, this tastes like a pale ale right at the start of fermentation or about halfway through. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how this is a golden style.
Right. It's definitely hobby for a golden.
I would say that's like their go-to is like,
this is,
well, we're not
going
to get flavor. Just so throw in some hops. And it's a golden.
Yes.
What?
Just hop it till it taps out. Yeah.
But this is doing what I get out of a lot of Athletic's lighter colored beers. And there's that hop, almost a bitter sensation I get that's very different than what you get with
the traditional
alcohol beers. And I've got a theory, and it may just be completely made up, but I feel like alcohol is doing something mm-hmm. to act as a solvent.
Like a buffer
to,
or something.
To buffer out that hop harshness. Now, I can't prove that. I don't even know if it's right. But it feels like that's the difference I get from NA to regular beer, is I think that alcohol is doing a little something to the hops that the hops, you know, we're so used to and don't even realize it.
Yeah, I think it carries flavors in different ways than just water.
Changes mm-hmm. the structure.
Yeah.
We need a whiteboard and some markers right now.
Yeah.
We're gonna figure this out.
We're going to sniff the markers, and then we're going to look at the whiteboard for a while.
And then we're going to start writing what we think is a formula.
Exactly. Yeah.
Get some beakers and stuff.
It's going to make a lot of squeaky noises.
Okay, so for somebody that likes a West Coast style beer, would they like this non-alcoholic version?
This is rough.
I'm just asking.
I don't know, I don't know. This is not necessarily what I affiliate with, like, West Coast. Like if I saw Golden, I would not affiliate that with West Coast. I mean, it's definitely got a lot of hops, but...
But it's not the right kind of hops, right? It's like, this is more like forest. It's not like piney or
resinous.
Or like dank, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. What do you think, Kendall? Citrusy. Master palate?
Well, I'm wondering if they're going, you know, we hear golden, maybe thinking like a blonde or something, but there are styles in England and Australia called golden ales.
Okay.
That can be a little more hop forward than what we would consider for a blonde. So maybe they're going for something like that.
Well, they said they use British malts.
So. Yeah. Maybe they're going like after a British golden, which is a summertime beer, very much ale in the lines of a pilsner, you know, a crushable beer for summertime.
I did see like they do like a ton of different styles. Like they have some sours and different things, which I did not get a sour.
Do you have a barrel aged?
Yeah,
non-alcoholic style. Yeah,
it's an
that's coming.
An alcohol and it's aged in an alcohol-free bourbon.
Yeah, barrel. So, and most of the styles we have here today from Athletic are the ones you can buy in a store, right?
I know
that they've got a pilot series that you can buy online because I've got a friend with a pregnant wife and he was buying her all kinds of really crazy stuff they were doing. So
did she like it?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
But it was, if you want, but because they are NA, they can ship anywhere.
Yeah.
They do let you order from their website.
That's what I did. I ordered these from the website.
Oh, that's interesting. Cool.
Yeah. And it's pretty affordable.
Yeah.
You know, so I'll give them props for that.
Okay. Well, what are we going to rate the upside down?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's in two country.
I just don't think it's balanced.
I thought you said upside dong, not dong.
Wow.
I just
didn't. Wasn't he hanging in the tree upside?
Oh, wow.
Banned once again.
You know what? It's been great.
With the squirrels and
it's a good run.
10 great years.
Yeah.
So do we review their pale offering at a previous episode?
We have never done Athletic Brewing Company before.
Okay. I was just curious because I have had the pale, and I presume you've had the pale. I feel like that one has been pretty good. I know that's not on our list today, but
the pale's a solid one generally.
Because I got tasted on the product line a few months ago, and I remember the pale was the one that I was like, okay, this tastes like I would expect it to taste like. And other people I've talked with, that especially have had to go sober and still one of those beer flavors, said that's the closest they've come to finding.
Interesting.
The Golden's one of the few. I bought one time. I got a six-pack, and I haven't bought again. It's probably, you know, there's a lot better flavors.
Well, you're not gonna hit it out of the park with every one of them. So
true. Okay. Is it story?
We gotta Oh, we did. What did we rate this one?
We rated it a 2.
Okay. Did I hit the button before? I don't think I did.
I don't think you did.
You just did now, though.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, yeah. We're good.
It counts.
All
right, good. It's in the record book.
Are you sure there's no alcohol?
The buttons get pressed.
Yeah.
Okay. Are we ready for story time? I think we're ready for story time.
Some more of that Bach.
Boy, do we have a story for you. Newsflash, Wisconsin Historic Canal filled with butter after dairy plant catches fire. The butter runoff initially prevented fire crews from entering the building. Bradford Betts is the byline from Fox News. A historic Wisconsin canal was filled with butter Monday evening after a fire broke out at a historic dairy plant. Firefighters in Portage, Wisconsin were called to the Associated Milk Producers, Inc., AMP for short, plant after 9 p.m. Monday for a fire alarm. Little did they know. Butter runoff initially prevented fire crews from entering the building, according to the Portage Fire Department. All I can say is, what a buttery mess to come rolling up in on. Fire crews attempted to gain access to the building, but heavy smoke and primarily butter runoff prevented them from entering, according to the Portage Fire Department. Fire Chief Troy Haas told WMTV that firefighters were up to their knees in butter. I think being up to my knees in gravy would be not a bad experience, but butter is a...
Was the soundtrack of this entire incident Yakety Sax? Because I just feel like that's just that's how this whole thing had to have gone down. Like in stop motion, kind of.
According to the Portage Fire Department, the fire melted butter in a storage room. The fire department later determined that the blaze had started in a room where butter was being stored. As it heated, the butter began to flow throughout the structure.
Mm-hmm. Butter will do
Let
that.
Let the butter flow. Crews extinguished the fire before it could spread past the firewalls and throughout the building. A hazmat team was called in to contain the runoff into the storm sewers and the canal using a boom and other absorbents. No injuries, surprisingly, were reported. The fire remains under investigation.
Somebody bring us a crap load of crab legs in here. We got to soak some of this butter up.
Go. And by the way, just the whole idea of sewer butter is just something I never thought. Like, something that happened.
Well, I mean, it's there for the alligators in the sewer, right?
Someone will turn that into artisan butter.
Yeah.
And could you get any more Wisconsin than this? Yeah.
The great butter disaster of
the great butter fire of 2022.
It like Boston where like there was the huge like molasses thing that exploded and like ran through the streets? Yeah. This is kind of like the Wisconsin version of that. Hopefully nobody died.
You know, and it's why the distilleries maintain their own fire departments is so they have people right there on the scene if a fire breaks out so they don't have to wait for the fire department to show up.
Fortunately, they're all drunk all the time. So.
I mean, they get diminishing returns.
Well, and who was it? It's probably about 15 years ago now. Had a big fire up in the Bardstown bourbon country. And it was a massive fire. And that's, you know, I think I'd rather go up against butter than, you know, 160 proof alcohol.
Yeah, they lost a whole rick house. It was pretty crazy.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I mean, yeah, the whiskey's going to burn you, but scalded by hot butter.
Yeah, yeah.
Boiled in butter.
That don't come off easily.
Yeah.
Hey, but at least you're buttered up, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Oh.
You know, if there's any cannibals, you know, hanging out at the scene, you're...
You ever seen where people, there's a thing where, I guess it's a TikTok thing or something, where people will cook a whole steak in butter?
I mean, you can do that. Ruth's Chris is kind of.
Is that how they do it?
Yeah, okay. That was their whole thing, was super high heat with butter.
I usually add a little bit of butter when I'm cooking just to get an extra fat, but I mean, like, it was like coated.
I don't need to get extra fat. I feel like I'm already on my way there.
But
like,
now that you're drinking in a beer,
I can do it. This is my time to shine.
What? Honey, go get us a stick of butter. We're going to, you know what?
Let's go. Let's do it. Baking up that butter.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's like butter.
Mm, okay.
No parquet, not no margarine.
That's right.
Strictly butter.
Yeah. Actually, so, you know, my wife grew up in Wisconsin. They, like, literally, when she was growing up, they banned margarine in the state of Wisconsin. No, seriously. Would smuggle it into Wisconsin.
Wow.
That's a thing.
Smoking the Bandit margarine.
A margarine bootlegger.
Exactly. Yeah. We need some Coors Banquet and also all the parquet you can get.
Some kind of Model T Ford, like, just... Hauling